U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that Washington is planning to relocate the country's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem Al-Quds by the end of 2019.
In the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And that United States Embassy will open before the end of next year.
Pence made the announcement during an address to the Israeli Knesset. He reaffirmed Washington's unflinching support for Israel. Pence also defended U.S. President Donald Trump's policy on Jerusalem Al-Quds. During his speech, a number of lawmakers stood up against Trump's Israel policy. However, they immediately were forced out of the Knesset. The speech also drew an immediate reaction from Palestinians. The Secretary General of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Saab Erekat, described the U.S. Vice President's address to the Israeli Knesset as a gift to extremists. Erekat said that Washington is part of the problem rather than the solution to the crisis. Political commentator Hossein Mousavi believes that Pence's speech in the Israeli Knesset proves the Trump administration policy in the Middle East is absolutely in line with Israel's and that Washington could no longer be viewed as a peace broker.
First of all, the Pence visit to the Middle East, I think personally, is pointless. Nothing new was really presented, and we know that the region is really boiling. So today his visit, which started off in Egypt and Jordan, and then ended up in in occupied Palestine, is just there really to stir tensions. And I think his advisors got this all wrong. I mean, today it's been a year since Trump became president, and if we see really, if we look into the Pence statement or speech that was made today, I mean, Netanyahu himself wouldn't have written a better script for himself. So it seems that the U.S. is moving totally in the Israeli direction. And today, maybe they are trying also to, and they are trying to step on the Palestinian cause and really forcefully cement Israeli sovereignty over the city and totally turn a blind eye to more than 180 nations that said no, they are against this this announcement. So today, it really has unveiled the true face of the U.S., which has been covered for many years, and it is also a world reminder that the U.S. is no longer a peace broker or mediator.